This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Blizzard conditions will continue out west, with parts of California seeing the worst of it at least through tomorrow. Meteorologist David Roth is with the National Weather Service.
The system that caused that is moving out into the plains, and there's going to be another surge of moisture and heavy precipitation Monday night into Tuesday night, but much farther north.
CBS Sacramento's Ashley Sharp is on the 50 near Tahoe.
We're on Highway 50, kind of just outside of South Lake Tahoe, headed towards the Myers area. The vehicles in front of us with their flashers on, everyone really trying their best to take it slow. You know, kind of a bottleneck. Folks are trying to drive and are slamming on their brakes, and we've already seen a few people spun out.
Interstate 80 is also shut down because of heavy snow. Vice President Kamala Harris called for a ceasefire in the Middle East today.
Given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire. Yeah. For at least the next 6 weeks.
Meantime, California Congressman Ro Khanna is pushing President Biden to take bolder steps to end the war. He talked about it on Face the Nation this morning.
Get it done. Become a peacemaker. Recognize a Palestinian state, a two-state solution. I think he can, and I think he can win back young people.
Negotiators are still holding talks now in Cairo. New CBS News polling shows Trump's got a bit of a lead on Biden ahead of Super Tuesday. CBS's Stacey Lynn has those details.
The survey looked at how voters felt the economy will fare, depending on who wins the White House in November.
There's a lot of Republicans who think that prices will go down if Donald Trump gets elected.
Director of Surveys Anthony Salvanto.
What's troubling for Joe Biden is that you still get him associated with price increases.
The poll found more than 40% of Americans expect prices to drop if Trump becomes president again, compared to just 17% if Biden is reelected. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Progress now in Florida, where SpaceX is getting set to launch a new crew to the International Space Station. That crew is now headed to the launch pad, which is further than they got yesterday before strong winds forced a scrub. That launch could happen now in just a few hours. And a Hawkeye makes history.
She ties it with that one. This for college basketball history.
Iowa star Caitlin Clark breaking the all-time NCAA Division I scoring record on Fox after sinking two free throws in the Hawkeyes' win against Ohio State. That record was held by the late Pete Maravich for 54 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mood is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night in the state of Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Check out their home-brewed beer and great food, live entertainment, 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the flavor that kills. This is American Dream on Max Inc. Radio.
Take a look. It's a wonderful life. Do you see the gift that you can't open up alone. Just won't work. But daddy, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a cat, and you can't open it up alone.
Off your 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the flavor that kills. That is Home on Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin. American Dream before that. I love the flavor that kills. They're really good. Their new album is available right now up on Bandcamp. You can grab that, help support the band. It's called, oh dear, my computer is going all different directions where I don't want it to go. Life of a DJ. Their 2024 release called Book of Secrets. Once again, is available right now on Bandcamp. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Hope you're having a great evening. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight all over the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, we've already had a lot of fun tonight. We got more fun on the way. What's coming up, brother?
Thermal extraction devices, Jimmy, with Dynavap. We're going to have George Brewa here telling us about his invention and the founding the company called Dynavap, which has really gone worldwide. And in the lair, Kaylin Cole, she is here already right now. We're going to hear her live 9 to 10 p.m. and then Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., Jimmy. And we have an interview with our new on-air personality, M-Shell, and she'll be interviewing the band H1Z1.
And M-Shell is out and about in the music scene right now. I don't know exactly where she's at, but she's calling in, I believe, on the phone with us right now. Hello, M-Shell. How are you?
Hey guys, I'm doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
We're doing great. Where are you at tonight? What's going on?
So I am at the Q Club right now. That is in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It is the Q Club of Wisconsin. So really awesome pool hall with great food and an awesome stage. So we have live music tonight, Conniption and Alpha Transit.
There's going to be a mosh pit there.
Most likely. I'm hoping so. So Alpha Transit, it sounds like this is their first show back in a while. They are progressive funk fusion. So I'm really excited to check out what that means.
Progressive funk fusion.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds like a good time. They have some albums. So you can definitely come and pick those up. They start at 8:30 and then Conniption goes on, I believe, 9:30, 10 o'clock is the plan. And then they close out the night. And obviously, they are thrash metal from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's awesome. And tell me the venue once again.
Q Club. Like a pool cue.
All right.
A pool hall.
If horns are involved in this funk fusion band, give me a call back because I'm going to have to beam myself over to Milwaukee to check that out. That sounds really cool.
Hey, yeah, I'll definitely let you know. You know, there was a lot of people loading gear in. You know, I don't think it was quite as many as, say, a ska band, but there's a lot of equipment involved. There's at least a keyboard. So definitely going to be a lot of fun.
Stop by the Q Club tonight. Say hi to Michelle. You had an interview that we're going to play tonight with H1Z1 that's going to play tonight at 10:30 during Max and Kevy. Give us a little preview of that interview.
Yeah, H1Z1, they are just such awesome people, great musicians. They are what I would say kind of new metal, think, you know, Korn, Slipknot, Static X, this kind of, you know, maybe even a little bit of Seven Dust in there. Awesome, awesome band to see live. They're going to talk about what they have planned for this year and their music video that they just dropped in the last month, I believe.
Yeah, that's up on YouTube. I checked out that video earlier today when I was listening to the interview. It's super cool, talented band. You can hear more about it tonight during Max and Kevy, started at 10 o'clock, and Michelle will be your host for that interview. Great to hear from you, Michelle. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll let you know how it goes.
We'll talk to you soon. Remember, if there's horns, I'm coming. I'm there.
All right, I'll see you then.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, Rocker, we were talking before the break that the Whammies is happening in May, May 18th and 9th, or 17th and 18th.
No, 18th and 19th. 18th
and 19th. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, 18th and 19th, up in Green Bay. The award ceremony is on Sunday at the Epic Center in Green Bay.
The Epic Event Center.
Thank you.
On Holmgren Avenue.
One thing I didn't mention is that the Whammies has a really cool expert toolkit to drive engagement for your Whammy nominations.
That's right, Jimmy. They just came out with this kind of toolkit made for the bands or people who have been nominated for an award to help them promote the fact that they're nominated for an award and try and stimulate voting. And so there's just some really good, you know, kind of promo materials, some letters that you can use, some stuff that's already made, some logos that you can use as badges. A whole plethora of different tools.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Yes, yes, you do, Jimmy.
Yes, we do. Well, it's a great way to drive engagement in your art, in your band, and for the Whammies, it's a great way to get some votes and win the Whammy.
You know, they've already had more nominations this year than in any year past. So, you know, their association with Broad Jam has really stimulated that, and they're really reaching out now across the state. So after 42 years, they're actually still improving.
It's pretty awesome. Whammy.org for more information. That's whammy.org. All right, we got music on the way from Miles Nielsen, The Rusted Hearts. We'll do some After August, I think, tonight. Plus, George from Dino Vape is here. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night on Civic Media.
This road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. Fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
I will rise above.
this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, and I'd do it all again. It's insane, insane. When my strength is worn, when I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above, I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace.
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music. Number 27 there. That is Rise Above. Hey, Maxine Radio's matinee concert series happening at the High Noon Saloon on St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th. Great lineup. Super Tanker, Iron Plows, Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. And it's going to be emceed by John and Gordy from the John and Gordy Show here on Civic Media. You want to go to the show? I got a pair of tickets for you right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. I'll take the first caller. Get you a pair of tickets to the matinee, Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stand away, stand.
Seek on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Heads up. After August before that in Solitude, Of course, Iron Plow in that set. Still got a pair of tickets for the Maxing Matinee happening on St. Patrick's Day. Sunday, March 17th at the High Noon Saloon. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com or give me a call, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Is it going to be George? Is it going to be Jorge? We'll find out in just a couple minutes. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Indeed, we are local music. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Unfortunately, George from Dynavate couldn't make it in tonight. We wish him the best. But hey, Jorge from Civic Media is here. What's up, Jorge? How you doing?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Jorge?
Jorge can't hear us. This is...
There I am. Sorry.
Hello, Jorge.
Hey, all how right. are you? Hey, great.
We got him up now.
Is this my first time on the air?
No, here? you've been on. We talked about Mad Unity, which is a great show Wednesday nights here on Civic
Media.
Oh,
that's right. Yep.
What's happening with Mad Unity these days? How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. We've been expanding our repertoire to be, beyond just local DJs. We have been doing pre-recorded shows and show with original music. My co-host is releasing an EP. On the 15th, so we have a whole lot of new music coming. Frequency, he's a local DJ producer in his own right, and he's starting to tour, and he's gonna be out and playing Denver and where else? Virginia Beach,
all over.
I don't know if I should be disclosing all of this, but he told me this stuff, so whatever. I can't keep my mouth shut. So
that's awesome. Well, Mad Unity is a great show, and it's really fun to watch on YouTube too when you guys go live because it is a DJ experience. Sometimes you get to tune in here, you see people dancing in the studio.
Right, yeah,
it's very similar to the Lair here. Sometimes, exactly.
And, well, you guys need to get the video going. We'll work on that.
I got a new mustache just for video.
There you go. I see that. Very stylish.
Hey, let's talk about Civic Media real quick because there's a lot of stuff happening. And you have a lot of to do with this too. Great team here at Civic Media. Let's start with the website. There's kind of a new refreshed feel to it.
Yeah, we took a lot of time to refresh the website to reflect the fact that we have a lot of content that we produce daily. Mm-hmm. And we are, so now when people come and visit, they can see what's live, what's happening, and listen to it right away, get a lot more information. So surfacing all of we're literally daily, all of our shows are producing great content. So,
there's a lot of great content out there, a lot of great shows too, and it's so accessible at civicmedia.us. Just to go to the podcast, listen to it on demand,
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of just very important topics that they're covering, day in and day out. So, if you can't listen from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., then you can always catch up.
You know, speaking of those podcasts, you know, those podcasts are done live on the radio. And here at Civic Media, there's a new lineup here in the weekday. And it's really cool and really fun and exciting.
Yeah. So, you know, radio veteran Jane Mattinier is now has her own show in the mornings. And then we have followed by, you know, Todd, who has been in the midday for a long time. And now Maggie Dawn is expanded and she's actually now part of the network. So that's a big deal because she's a very...
A really big deal.
So intelligent. When I listen to Maggie Dawn, I feel so much smarter.
Right, and she does it in a nice way.
She educates me.
Yeah, it's kind of in a sneaky way, right? She's not lecturing you, and next thing you know, after an hour later, you're a lot smarter in terms of what really happens in the world of politics. So
absolutely. Yeah. And she loves feedback. She loves people calling and sharing their views and what they think about it.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the things that as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like we want to make sure that because everybody has an experience and they should be given a platform. So.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you. It's like
it's only glass.
It's only glass.
It could be easily broken.
Jorge from Civic Media joins us here. You know what? One of my favorite news shows on Civic Media is on Sunday mornings across the network. It's Lou Agrani's Music of the Stars. If you like show tunes and like old time radio from like the 40s and the 50s, oh, wow. What a great show.
Well, you know, I like that he and apparently from what I've heard and what he said is that he kind of wings it. But it's there's a lot of different like genres that, you know, and he like many of the episodes, they're a journey. Like it's like you can tune in at any point in the morning. Sometimes I'll be driving like from brunch on a Sunday morning and it feels like I'm in some old-timey movie, like, you know, it's just, but then he'll play a movie clip of some random movie I hadn't even thought about in years, and it kind of brings me back. So it's a really interesting experience. It's like, it feels like very well thought out radio. So I'm glad we have that in the mornings.
He takes you for a journey.
Exactly.
On a Sunday morning while you're having some coffee, maybe some other things we won't mention right now.
Are you sure you're not talking about Timothy Leary?
it is very, you know, the journey indeed is part of that, I think. And many of us have made it like our Sunday morning listening.
For sure.
It's like you're always wondering. And so, yeah, you should have him on sometime. Although, you know.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
I think he'd be totally down to call in and through, you know, through the... Whatever.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Music of the Stars with Lou, Sundays, 7 a.m. to noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get more information about any of the shows, any of the podcasts, your first stop is civicmedia.us. And while you're there, if you don't do anything else, grab the Civic Media app and get that on your phone because then you can take Civic Media anywhere you want. Maybe you want to listen to John and Gordy here in Madison. Maybe you want to listen to Up North News in the morning.
While they're live, exactly.
You could pick and choose.
Yeah, and we're really endeavoring to make sure that you could access our content from anywhere. You know, we podcast everything as well, but the live shows is where, especially in the mornings, you know, if you're there's a lot, we have John and Gordy here.
Right.
We have Mino and the Mayor up in Green Bay.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah, they're hilarious. So it's like it's almost like trying to keep up with all of them. You know, we can't really as employees, but we wish we had multiple ears at the same time. But it's exciting. It's an exciting time for radio in Wisconsin, I feel like.
It sure is. Wow. Hometown Radio Refresh, civicmedia.us. Jorge, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Hey, Caitlin Cole. Woo!
She's live in the lair.
Stick around. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night.
The sun give us the sign, yeah. to get up and hear me calling. You must know that it's Armageddon time. Arise, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise, Rasta children, to leave Babylon. Arise, Rasta children, forward unto Zion. Arise, rise up, Rasta children, yeah. And a dreadful time, Mama Gideon. Yeah. Got to stand up firm on your feet. Hey. Help the weak when you know you are strong. And your reward will be in Mount Zion. Arise, rise up, Rasta children, the time has come. Arise.
Thank you.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Automatic Lover and Helena. They were in the studio a couple weeks ago. They had a fun interview. You got to check it out right now and all the podcast at maxincradio.com. Don't forget, if you're a band or an artist, you want to get your music on the air, we want to play it. Send me an email right now, music@civicmedia.us. Caitlin Cole, she's live in Delaware, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Stick around for that. Right now, it's Secret Menu on Max Inc. On Civic Media.
You never tear the drum. The time has come to face what now is done. The memories that feel so far gone. The wars we lost, the battles won. Happiness like a loaded gun and a photo undeveloped in the sun. Heal but burn. There's no one here to teach me how to learn. Who I am alone again. How do I climb that hill within? Is all my work tied into love and a photo undeveloped in the sun?
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some volunteers want to bring the first indoor ice center to Racine County. A study shows there's already interest in more than one rink. Here's Mark Hertzberg.
Probably start with one sheet for now. Build it with a footprint for two, the mechanicals for two.
Two-thirds of the $13 million needed to build the ice center will be raised privately, but in partnership with the county.
And we have a memorandum of understanding with the county where the county would bond $5 million. We have self-upped our ante to $10 million. We've pledged to raise $10 million.
Those behind the project say ice skating, hockey, and broomball are all good activities and for all ages. Find more information at RacineIceCenter.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.